Hello, this is Randall.
Hey, Randy, how are you? This is Harold.
I'm okay. Thank you for calling back.
Yeah, of course. Of course. So we are almost done here. See, the hospital. We do need the hospital that treated you.
Yeah, there was MC Oncology in Clovis.
Is it the community medical oncology?
No, yeah. It was called MC. I'm not sure if it's community. It's just private one. MC Oncology.
Do you know if it's at the 7085 Medical Center Drive West, number 203?
Yeah, that's it.
Perfect.
Yes, that's it.
Do you remember the doctor's name?
Michael Moffitt.
Do you remember the days you were treated?
Days, no. Those few years back. I know at the end of 2011, I was cancer-free.
And then, did you receive chemo, a stem cell transplant, radiation?
Yeah, I had about 5 rounds of chemo for 10 weeks, and then radiation for 10 weeks, 5 rounds.
And now I do...
Gotcha.
And then I do just need a emergency contact. That way we can go ahead and, you know, God forbid that happens to you, someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down?
That would be my wife, Linda Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R.
And so you just got to go ahead and get the medical records, and then I can go ahead and send these documents over to you, okay?
Okay. Yeah, give me about a week. Is that all right?
Yeah, completely fine.
A week, but it might take a few days.
Yeah, completely fine.
Okay. Do you want my wife's phone number?
Oh, actually, let me see here. Give me 1 second. Okay. Give me 1 second. One moment here. And you know that your diagnosis of non-Hodgkin lymphoma is in your medical records, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Give me 1 second here. Let's see.
Yeah, I think it was B. Stage 1B.
Stage 1B. Okay. Wow. And I just have to let you know again, we are on a recorded line. Every time I call, you have to let you know.
Okay, that's fine.
Where is it? Perfect. Okay. So once we get that, we should be good to go. And then I already have your wife's phone number from earlier.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. So I don't need that. And then if anything changes from now to the weekend, you know, in terms of we don't need you to actually, you know, get it, we can maybe go ahead and get it ourselves. I'll let you know as well. Okay.
Okay. Very good.
And do I have permission to contact Linda?
Yes.
Thank you so much. All righty.
How long do the cases usually take?
It is, it's dependent. It's a case-by-case type of thing, but it could, you know, typically, you know, some years because it is a mass tort. It's not like it's a class action lawsuit. So it could take some years, but the payoff is a lot, you know, bigger. But, yeah, it could take some years. But it is a case-to-case thing, I would say. Once we kind of get you started with an attorney, then, you know, you know that's something they would be a lot better of actually answering than I would.
Okay. All right.
All righty. So I will stay in contact with you, Randy. That line that I texted you from earlier, that is my direct line. So go ahead and save me in just so, you know, if I need anything, you know it's me.
I got you, Harry.
And then, yeah, we can, you know, if I if anything changes and we can just get you going without you needing those medical records, I will let you know by tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
All righty, Randy. Well, I do appreciate it. You have a blessed rest of your night, okay?
Yeah. Thank you for your time. All right.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.